Today is Sunday, May 18th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll look at how the surfaces you sit on, the oils you cook with, the mental chatter running in the background, and the depth of your social connections are quietly shaping your health, and what small, considered shifts might actually make a difference. Here's something worth sitting with. Right at the start of your day, you have more influence over your health than most messages in the world give you credit for. Not through dramatic overhauls or expensive programs, but through the slow, cumulative power of your everyday environment. The chair beneath you, the oil in your pan, the quality of your attention, the person you haven't texted in a while. These things are not trivial, and today we're going to look at each of them with fresh eyes. Let's begin with something almost everyone does for most of their waking hours, sitting. Ergonomics expert Bob Probst, speaking on the Modern Wisdom podcast, offers a reframe that's genuinely liberating. It isn't sitting that damages your body. It's sitting perfectly still. When you remain motionless for long stretches, large muscle groups, including your quadriceps, the powerful muscles at the front of your thighs, essentially switch off completely. That's a state almost unique to prolonged stillness. Probst noted that roughly 80% of office workers sit somewhere between 4 and 9 hours daily, and that people who predominantly sit at work face a 16% higher risk of all-cause mortality and a 34% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. But here's the encouraging part. You don't need a perfect posture, you need varied postures. Even leaning back in your chair, rather than hunching forward, meaningfully reduces the load on your spine. A Columbia University study, cited in the episode, found that a slow 5-minute walk every 30 minutes reduced blood sugar spikes after eating by 60%. That's a meaningful return on a very small investment of time. Biomechanist Katie Bowman, speaking on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, takes this idea even further. She draws on anthropological research from the 1950s and 60s, showing that many cultures around the world use a wide variety of resting positions, squatting, kneeling, resting on the floor, all of which keep the body far more active even at rest. She describes what she calls chair residue, the physical pattern of spending most of your life in a single-seated shape, which can leave your hips unable to fully extend even when you're standing upright. Think of your body like a piece of leather. If it's always folded in the same place, it starts to hold that crease. Building on that idea of the body being shaped by its environment, Dr. Eric Berg brings a deeply practical lens to structural health. He explains that collagen, the most abundant protein in your body, making up roughly 30% of all your protein, cannot do its structural work without the right movement signals. Cartilage, for instance, has no blood supply at all. It relies entirely on the pumping action of movement to absorb nutrients. Think of it like a sponge that only gets squeezed and therefore fed when you move. The numbers here are striking. Bedridden patients lose bone density approximately every week of inactivity. Astronauts in zero gravity lose 1-2% of bone density every single month. Dr. Berg recommends 15 grams of collagen daily alongside targeted movement, vitamin C, which is essential for collagen to actually function, and for bone health specifically, vitamin K2 and magnesium. As always, if you're managing a condition like osteoporosis or taking blood thinners, which can interact with vitamin K2, please run any supplement changes by your healthcare provider first. Now let's talk about what your cells are literally built from, because this surprised me when I first came across it. Dr. Kate Shanahan, also speaking on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, explains that the fatty acids in the oils you consume are incorporated directly into your cell membranes. Your cells are, in part, made of what you cook with. Oils high in polyunsaturated fats, including canola, soybean, corn, and sunflower oils, are prone to oxidation, particularly when heated. When these oils are repeatedly heated, they produce a class of compounds that Dr. Shanahan considers potentially harmful to cellular health. It's worth noting that her characterization of the harm level of heated seed oil sits outside mainstream nutrition consensus, so this is an area where a conversation with a registered dietitian is genuinely useful. But as a practical exploratory step, simply notice which oils you're reaching for most often and consider whether swapping one. Using olive oil where you might otherwise use a highly refined vegetable oil feels like an accessible experiment. Not a dramatic kitchen overhaul, just a curious look at your own habits. On a related note, researcher Daniel Baird raised the emerging question of endocrine-disrupting chemicals found in many everyday products, including synthetic fabrics, compounds that may affect hormonal health. The research is actively evolving, and the precautionary principle here is simple. Reducing unnecessary chemical exposure where it's easy to do so is a reasonable, low-risk starting point. Now I want to shift from the outer environment to the inner one, because it matters just as much. Eckhart Tolle, speaking on the Rubin Report, describes something many of us will recognize immediately: an almost constant stream of unexamined mental chatter, revisiting the past, worrying about the future, rarely resting. Psychologists call this rumination, and it's strongly linked to both anxiety and depression. Tolle's core practical insight is beautifully simple. Even 2 or 3 conscious breaths, taken with full attention, not thinking about your breathing, just feeling it, can create a brief, genuine pause in that mental noise. This isn't mysticism. Mindfulness-based therapies built on exactly this kind of practice have a substantial evidence base for reducing stress and emotional reactivity. And it costs absolutely nothing. Before your next screen session today, try it. 3 breaths, full attention. That's the whole practice. Finally, I want to spend a moment on something that researcher Richard Reeves, speaking on Modern Wisdom, frames as one of the most protective factors for well-being: feeling needed. His data is sobering. According to research from the American Institute for Boys and Men, suicide rates among men aged 15 to 34 rose by approximately 1/3 between 2010 and the present, with rates among young men now higher than among middle-aged men, a complete reversal of the previous pattern. Montel Williams, speaking with Dr. Kara Fitzgerald on New Frontiers in Functional Medicine, echoes this independently. Social connection, purpose, and a sense of contribution are not soft extras. They are structural supports for your health, as real and measurable as collagen or sleep. So the simplest action item from this entire briefing might also be the most powerful. Reach out to one person today, with no agenda. Not to accomplish anything, just to acknowledge them. Reeves and Tolle both arrive at the same place from very different directions. Genuinely paying attention to another person is one of the most health-protective things you can do. If you or someone you know is experiencing persistent feelings of purposelessness or suicidal thoughts, please reach out for support. In the U.S., the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available by calling or texting 988. You don't need to be in acute crisis to ask for help. Your one simple, cost-free wellness step for today: change your position right now. Stand up, lean back, take a short walk to the window, anything other than the shape your body has been in for the last hour. Set a quiet reminder to do it again in 30 minutes. That's it. That's the whole step. Thank you so much for spending this time with your health today. That's your functional health briefing for Sunday, May 18th. Come back tomorrow. There's always more worth knowing, and you're worth knowing it. You've got this. Take care of yourself.